The first halacha that the Ramah writes in Hilchos Pesach and Siman Tov Chof Tes in Aruch Chaim is the halacha of Moschitim, Kimcha de Pischa, that in advance of Pesach you're obligated to provide money for the poor so that they'll have money for matzah. Now that halacha appears for the first time in the Yerushalmi and Baba Basra, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalit. Now, that halacha, in its a classic form, was part of a series of halacha that we find in the first parak of Bava Basra, that staka used to be not just a personal endeavor where people would give charity, would give to those who needed, but it was also a communal endeavor, and the Jewish community would tax the members of the community for certain, essentially, welfare for a social safety net. That now is provided by the government in most countries, but classically, Jewish communities provided it themselves, and therefore they taxed for that purpose. And therefore, Kimcha de Pischa was one of the many taxes. Right? There were taxes for the tamchui, and for various different types of soup kitchens, for lack of a better term, some that would provide for short-term needs, some for longer-term needs, and one of them was Kimcha de Pischa, that before Pesach, they had a special tax for money for matzah. Now, as the poskim note, classically, this was specifically for matzah, and really just for the chitim, right? The cheapest, the most basic. You didn't even give them money to grind it up. You gave them enough money for the flour. Though, as Mishnah Berurah notes, right, if the poor person can't afford, you give him the flour, the wheat, can't do anything with it, doesn't have money to grind it up, you have to provide more than that, enough that he can make into flour, enough that he can actually make it matzah. The Gro actually finds a smach for this in a pasuk d'oraisa, because in addition to the mitzvah of eating matzah, which we derive from multiple psukim, which say that you should eat it tochal in the active form, in other psukim, you find that matzot ye'achel, matzot shall be eaten for 7 days. The Gemara says, what does that mean, shall be eaten? That's passive. So we suggest maybe that's the remez for this halacha of Kimcha de Pischa, that in addition to you having a mitzvah to eat matzah, you have to ensure that others can eat matzah as well, and therefore you have to provide. And that's why we make these collections for moschitim in advance of Pesach. Now, in its classical form, however, as we mentioned, it was a tax. Now, if it's a tax, so it's a formal chova, it's an obligation. And the halacha is that kol davar shebechova in abam elam min achulin, that anything which is obligatory, so you can't use other mitzvah funds to provide for it. So let's say you set aside money for maaser, right? You set aside the 10% for tzedakah that you provide. I think we've discussed in the past, it's a three of machlokes haposkim, whether meiser bizman hazeh is daraisa, derabban, or minog. Most poskim do paskin like the Bach, that it's midin minog, but despite that, it's a minog which Klal Yisrael has accepted, and therefore it's binding, midin neder, as Shulchan Aruch mentions in Yaradeyasim and Reisha Dalet. So in the classic form, when it was a tax, it was an obligation, so you couldn't take your meiser money and use it for Kimcha de Pischa. However, Shlomo Zalman notes that nowadays it doesn't seem to be true, because the classic form of Kimcha de Pischa, where it was a tax and it was only for matzah and it was only for the bare minimum, it was for the wheat itself, which is not so much money, it was very basic, and it was a basic tax, so fine, that was a separate chova. But nowadays we don't have the tamchoi, we don't have all these communal taxes, so what we have of Kimcha de Pischa, of Moschitim, is just a remnant of that minog, and it's really just a form of tzedakah. And besides, you look around, what we donate before Pesach, we don't just donate enough money for matzah, right? Or just for wheat. If you gave enough money for wheat, no one could do anything with it, right? A box of shmura matzahs, whatever it is, 20-something dollars, right? And the post can know that Mikra Din, you would only have to pay for the cheapest matzah. You have to pay for, I don't know, machine matzah. But right, realistically, that's not what we do. When we give tzedakah, we give for people to have shmura matzah, limahadrin, we give them wine, we give them, right? We give them all their needs of Pesach. We give them chicken, we give them vegetables, etc. So Shlomo Zalman knows that while classically kol davar shebechova ein bam min achulin would apply to Kimcha de Pischa, and therefore you couldn't use your meiser money, nowadays what we keep as moschitim is only a remnant of that halacha, And what we provide practically, whether it be Tomchei Shabbos or any other organization that's providing money before Pesach, is providing the whole gamut of things that people need for Pesach. So that's not in Kimcha de Pischa. That's just Staka. Now, it's obviously a good idea. It's important to give Staka before Pesach because the needs that people have before Pesach is very great, but it's not Midin Maos Chitim, it's Midin Staka. And therefore, Shlomo Zalman Paskins, that nowadays, when you give Maos Chitim, you are allowed to take it from your Meiser money. And therefore, what we have, Halacha L'Maisa of Maos Chitim, is that you should make sure before Pesach to give some Staka to the organizations that are providing for people's needs. Because as the Rambam notes, if you don't help people in need, then your Simcha on Pesach is Ein Ze Simchas Mitzvah, Le Simchas Kreso. Right? It's not the Simcha of a Mitzvah, it's only the Simcha of your stomach, because you're rejoicing and not helping others. But when you do, you can count it towards your Maaser, and I think that is the majority of poskim, because of the changed nature of Maos Chitim as Manazen, now that we don't have communal structures that tax people for Jewish, whatever, welfare, social safety net.